Do you want to be great at reading body language, developing persuasion and influence, as well as master rapport and social interaction? What if I told you that you would learn from top performers like NBA superstar Shaquille O'Neal, former CIA director Michael Hayden, and brilliant thinkers like Dirty Jobs' Mike Rowe? Take a minute right now and subscribe to the Art of Charm podcast with me, Jordan Harbinger, and you'll hear how I pull out the secret psychology, life experience, and wisdom that can only be learned from them. You'll hear Shaq talk about how to manage your career and how to know who to trust when everyone's out to get something from you. You'll discover how to think critically from Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson, and even how Tony Hawk's life as a skateboard icon will influence how you think about your career and relationships in a whole new way. This show is for you if you want to outcompete, outperform, and outthink everyone around you, and it's the only place you'll get practical, applicable strategies from every single episode. Since you're all about learning from the absolute best, download and subscribe for free right now and upgrade your brain 4 times a week at podcastone.com or in the Podcast One app.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get a minute. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, right, Drew?
We do indeed. We love it. We're growing a little bit, too. I like that. Please tell a friend.
Tell a friend. All right. A couple questions.
All right.
Guys have been on hold for a little while. Let's talk to Bobby about beta blockers. Bobby?
Hey, guys. Drew, I've heard you say in the past, well, you always say, there's no such thing as a free lunch in nature. But then you've talked about beta blockers as well, and you always say, oh, it's no big deal. Like, I've never heard you describe any kind of adverse effects that could happen from taking those. So I was
just
wondering.
Let me just be super clear. There is no pharmacological agent that you can put into your body by any means, in your mouth, whatever means, as many ways to get stuff into your system. I'm thinking of all the different ways. I don't want to list them all. But there's no pharmacological agent you can put in your body that cannot kill you or cannot have adverse effects. Yeah, you can take a beta blocker, and if you had some underlying congenital heart defect or heart block, you could fall right over or you could die. No problem. Probability of that? Yeah, 1 in 10 million or maybe 100 million. And so in terms of relative risks, and this is a medication that people use very, very occasionally. They use it for stage fright and things like that. I would say, no big deal. I mean, I take a couple blood pressure medicines and things. They're like, there are no big deal. They're very rare to have significant side effects. But there's nothing that is a pharmacoagulation that doesn't have some risk of harm.
Drew.
Yeah.
More powerful question.
Yeah.
I'm going on a soft taco run.
Yeah.
I'm going to a place that's good. It's my place. You don't know it. It's not your place. Right. It's not known for anything.
Okay.
I will say, would you like a chicken, a steak, or a pork soft taco? Mm. You can only choose one. No mixing and matching. Mm. Please put them in order.
Pork, chicken, steak. That's my order. For me personally?
For you personally.
Maybe chicken, pork, steak. Chicken, pork, steak.
Chicken, pork, steak.
That's me.
That's all right.
Would you... It's really just proximity to you and microphones.
That's right.
Would you like to reveal the... we put this out on Twitter. We got 7,700 votes, I believe.
Okay.
Let's see.
It depends what I'm in the mood for, but let's see. Chicken, steak, pork. Okay.
Well, no. So those aren't in order, Drew. That's just the order in which the
chicken is 23%, pork's 23%, and steak a whopping 54%.
7,700.
I don't like steak soft tacos myself.
It's funny that I know that because you're sitting next to me and you're talking to a microphone.
Yeah.
The funny thing about the chicken and the pork is it kind of broke down how I thought it would break down, which is everyone likes steak above everything else, and then chicken and pork are a little bit of a tie.
Well, it is interesting. I just went, chicken or pork kind of equal for me. Remember I said, I could go, depending on how I'm feeling, pork, chicken, pork.
That's the way I have it. I have it that people prefer a pork taco to a chicken taco, but if they're playing it safe, they'll go chicken.
Yeah.
Over pork. Yeah. But I asked every human being who worked at this shop and the other shop what they liked, and almost every single one of them said steak. And then I came into the studio and posed a question, and every human being in the studio prefers chicken.
Well, it's only
the microphone and your proximity to me, as Gary said.
It may also be I've had bad steak tacos, and there's nothing worse because they're chewy and stringy, and you don't feel like you're eating
tacos.
But
I would say there's nothing worse than a bad chicken taco.
I would agree. That's pretty bad, too.
Well, the problem with everybody's argument is
I would take a ground beef taco over a steak taco. Isn't that sick?
Well, I would have opened it up to beef, but there's too much interpretation with beef. Now, okay, so ground beef.
I'd put that number one, probably.
All right, so it was really semantics with you. Yeah. I was saying beef taco, but people are getting too confused. Does
steak,
that mean steak?
I imagine cut steak and chewing it, and doesn't sound right to me.
What do you imagine with chicken? Just a chicken jumps in your mouth and liquefies, or you have to chew that one as well?
I imagine I have to pull the feathers out
do
of my
they
teeth.
Cut it, or they just liquefy
no, you know,
and squirt
chicken,
it in your veins?
Small little.
No.
I just imagine what I've eaten for, you know, how the tacos go out here.
I don't have chicken in the soft taco. I don't really like chicken in the taco department at all. Yeah. I would go steak, pork, and or fish, and then that's about it. Like, I don't think I would go chicken in the soft taco department.
Fish I think tacos. We should just call a Mexican restaurant, just see how...
Like, how they say what their sales are like?
Yeah, what their sales are like. See if there's any stipulation correlations.
Well,
all right,
the only thing that made it worse is when I last week I yelled at AV Ed for getting 3, 3, and 3. So he did what everyone does, where they go. He ended up getting 10 chicken, 10 steak, and 10 pork, and nobody ate the chicken, and so everyone just devoured the steak, and then we're left with a bunch of these extra.
And when you say steak,
tacos.
You mean beef?
No, they were steak.
Steak.
They're
wow.
steak soft tacos. Mm. What's that confusing to you? It's got the word steak in it.
No, I know.
Everyone devoured it. But then later on in the week, we had Neil deGrasse Tyson come in here.
Yeah.
And I hit him with a question. And he went, well, next time you should just get one of each, 3, 3, and 3. And I was like, now I got a genius backing up AV Ed over here. Good luck talking him out of that with my high school education.
All right. Speaking of all this food, nom nom now, fresh, healthy dog food delivered to your door. It's the nutrition you can see, much like those soft tacos. Real ingredients that you and all of us eat every day, cooked fresh based on your dog's profile. More energy for your animal, shinier, softer coat, better overall health, potentially in just weeks. Nom nom now. It is the best food for your best friend. Again, it looks like real food. It's real ingredients. It's stuff we all eat. It's cooked fresh, and it is based on your dog. Nom nom now, the best food for your best friend. And right now, you can save 50% on your first two orders, not just your first one order, but your first two orders when you go to nom nom now. That's NOMNOMNOW and nomnomnow.com and use our promo code ADS. One more time, that is NOMNOMNOW, nomnomnow.com, promo code ADS, and you will save 50% of the first two orders of your fresh, healthy dog food delivered to your door.
All right, let's talk to, you got somebody up there you want to talk to?
Number three, line two. Line three. Two line or three,
two.
Either one.
Two, John, 21, Rhode Island. John?
Evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, man.
Good show. By the way, before we get into anything, I'm going to go ahead and say... Steak, pork, chicken. That's just how I
and the pork. I imagine
it could be no. Here's my problem in life. If you stopped me one day, you just woke me up and you said taco trilogy, put them in order. I'd go steak, pork, chicken, and then they'd go, "What about people that like chicken the best?" I'd go, "Those people don't exist, or they're locked up. They're in institutions. They're either dead or in jail." And they'd go, "Yeah, but son, don't no. It's dry. It's weird. It's chewy. No, nobody." And then I enter a studio, and everyone who surrounds me likes chicken the best. Even guests, Brian, I know, is going to like chicken the best because he just figures whatever the opposite of mine is. But Brian liked chicken the best, and Gina put beef last, which is kind of they're both making a counter argument to me. And then every other person I spoke to after that in the studio agreed, but went chicken first and beef last. Outside the studio. No problemo. John?
Well,
Hold on a second.
Oh, sorry, John.
Lynette started floating a theory about women liking chicken tacos better because she thought they were healthier or something, like women want chicken tacos. I rejected that.
I don't think I tilt you in that direction.
You do tilt toward woman, and she thought maybe they thought it was healthier or something like that. There's a little something there, but I don't think it's a gender thing.
I would say maybe there's more women who just don't eat red meat than men.
I agree.
I don't think that goes to her rule. I think, yeah.
All right, but she still had a theory about more women, and I would argue she's probably right that a slightly higher percentage of women get the chicken tacos, but still. All right, John, 21. Yeah, but still.
So I just wanted to ask you gentlemen about a situation and handling of it, because I've been with this girl for about 6 months or so. You know, we've been getting into the intimate stages, obviously. And we're two very, very anxious birds, man. We are way too nervous about everything and anything. And this past month, we were a little afraid that we had messed up in a recent encounter and just, you know, maybe something might have possibly happened. And I went full conspiracy theorist. I put it all on the wall. There's no way in hell that I had messed this up.
What happened?
There's no way that you messed this up.
What happened?
You know, we went through all the proper protections that you go through.
We're talking about pregnancy, right?
Oh.
I didn't know. Yeah, we were a little bit non-transparent about that.
What could conspiracy be about pregnancy?
I don't know.
Well, you know, it's just the idea of, well, I wore the condom, she's on birth control, everything is fine there. But I wonder, you know, how small a sperm can it just shoot through? And it's just all these, you know, these things you never think about unless you were.
Can we knock it off with the anxiety? What are we going to do with the anxiety here, fella?
So this is anxiety around childbirth, around babies. This is the big, right? Otherwise, you're not that anxious?
I wouldn't say I'm, well, no, I'm anxious about most things. But this is where the... When she said, my period's late, that's when everything goes 120 miles an hour. And that's kind of what I want to be able to combat that and help her because we're, like I said, two anxious people.
Well, can you guys work on being two anxious people and can you stop proclaiming that you're two anxious people?
Adam wants everybody to act as if they're him.
Yeah, stop announcing you're anxious. It's such an unattractive quality on a guy, especially.
Oh, I don't put it on my resume or anything. I'm just letting you guys know.
Despite knowing
for sure there's no possible way this happened.
The good news, he doesn't sound
just
anxious.
That stupid jump to what if.
All right. You know? So, what birth control is she taking?
I'm not quite sure.
She's taking a pill every day.
Yeah, that's a pill.
And she takes it every day. She never misses it.
As far as I know.
And your condom, what kind of condom do you use?
Trojan.
Or just not a polyurethane, but a regular latex condom, right?
Yep, that's right.
There is zero probability of pregnancy in this situation.
Okay.
So you might as well worry about an asteroid hitting the planet. That's more likely.
Okay.
Okay.
Preston, line 3. Preston.
Or just start having anal sex.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's going on? 28. What's going on?
I was just calling to see. I follow a little bit of World Star Hip Hop to keep in touch with the urban community just to see what is on the beaten path. And right now what's popular is like these videos of guys, like there's a few different people that do it, but it's basically like a kid that'll go into like a store or something like that or a barber shop or anything and just like kind of like steal something and run out, and they get it on video and they like perpetrate it for like their own success as far as like followers and stuff like that. And sometimes it seems like it's even set up within the business to where like they allow it.
Sure.
And I just want to know what you guys think of or if you've seen it and like how you think it's going to affect like the youth culture, because these guys are pretty popular. They have like a lot of views.
Is it funny in any way?
Within the business. So meaning the business is in on it so the business can get clicks
or something.
Yeah, like or just like... Sometimes where like a guy will run in and like he's blatantly stealing something and running out. There's no way that they'd let it happen, but in this instance, it seems like they're in on it because they want to either get clicked or the people are paying them to do it or something like that.
A lot of people are just getting $9 an hour as employees and they're not going to tackle a young,
I guess, a
Jewish boy who. I haven't seen the videos, but I'm sorry, Drew.
You guys should look them up, like either like Boot Gang or like. Supreme Patty or like Dan Rue and Patty Whack.
I don't,
these are like the three main ones.
I will never look at them.
And here's the other thing too. I've realized. I don't. It's weird. Like I don't have. There's more and more. So the computer's doing a lot more. Like hey. Clickbait stuff than it used to, right?
Yeah.
Like I used to feel like I just go on my car website. I just go on my car website and look at my car stuff. And now it's a lot of see what these celebrities look like now. You know, shocking. See what the cast of Baywatch looks like now. You know.
Click on it?
Huh?
Do you click on it?
No. No.
I clicked on.
There's a once in a blue moon if it just happens to be something
you're interested in
that I have some connected interest in, but I almost never do it. I never watch any videos on whatever. I'm such a douche that one of my son's friends, one of his best friends, went for Halloween as the Celtic basketball player that had the horrific ankle tibia injury.
Yeah.
And I, what's his name? Got to turn your mic on. Sorry.
Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward. And I said to Sonny, I don't like that. And he said, why? Looks like him. I said, I don't like it. And he said, yeah, he looks like him. And he's got a Celtics jersey and he taped up his ankle or whatever. And I said, it just makes me think about it. I don't want to think about it. And also, it's kind of the guy's horrible misfortune. And I don't like it. And I don't want to sound like a prude. I honestly, if my son said I look like Gordon Hayward and I'd like to go as him, as I'd try to talk him out of it.
Okay.
I just don't. I don't want to see it. I don't appreciate it. I don't want it to be mocked or mimicked. I just, I don't like it.
Okay.
And I don't want to see stuff that I don't want to see, and I don't want to waste my time. And thus, I could and do go on the internet, look at car prices and stuff like that, or, you know, internet, look at some real estate stuff or whatever. Yeah. But I almost never go off and get lost in this world.
Me neither.
And I don't know how you convince people not to do it, and I don't know what it's going to do. And obviously, you can say whatever you want about video games not promoting violence or this not promoting that or whatever. There's a part of us as a human being that if you see things or you know things are possible, more people will do it. Now, we call it copycat, but I don't think of it as copycat. Think of it as, you know, you think about it, because you go, oh, what about all these gun shootings? And then we get in these big discussions about mental health and access to firearms, and what about the NRA, and then what about legislation, and blah, blah, blah. Well, has anything really changed? Has there been any meaningful change in legislation, mental health, or anything just over the last decade?
Nothing in a positive way.
Yeah, but nothing that should change anything other than they begat themselves, these events.
Yes. Well, they've tried mental health parity and stuff like that, but nothing's worked. So anyway, yeah.
But I'm starting to...
But you're talking about mimicking then?
I'm just talking about...
What are we doing?
Roger Bannister. I brought it up on ACS. I bring up Tony Hawk. People bring up Roger Bannister. But Roger Bannister's perfect.
Yeah.
You know who Roger Bannister is? Okay. He played Mr. French on Family. No. He broke the 4-minute mile.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What year did he break that thing? Like 1941 or 29 or 32 or something?
54?
54. People have been running for a long time before 1954 on a circle around a track. And no one ever broke the 4-minute mile. It was unbreakable.
Yeah.
And then he broke it, and then 100 other people broke it.
Yeah.
Because we're human beings, and we went, oh, that guy broke it. I guess you can break the 4-minute mile.
So
and shortly thereafter, I mean, I'm assuming.
No, I get
Tony
what you're
Hawk
saying.
Did an 800 on a skateboard, and then every 13-year-old could do an 800 on a skateboard.
Yeah.
Although everyone went nuts when Tony Hawk did it.
Yeah.
We got that. That's how we're wired.
In other words, once a threshold is crossed, we all come piling in. It's sort of like
I'm not doing an 800 on a skateboard, I'm not breaking a 4-minute mile.
It is interesting.
But
right?
We look at it, and we always go, well, what about mental health? What about gun control? Well, there's been a lot of guns for a while. people could get hold of these AR-15s or AK-47s.
It begs the question of how do you undo it?
Oh, you don't.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah. That you don't undo that like you don't undo kids on skateboards doing 800s because Tony Hawk did it 17 years ago or whenever it was. But
it's sort of a weird. Is it a permission? What is that? It's a
human permission wiring that we have, and it's not about. Look. Oh, he did a 900. I swear he told me an 800. What was I saying? An 870 before, and he said a 900? He did a 900.
2.5 rotations.
That's a 900. Yeah, 2.5. So it's not about more health care, mental health care, and it's not about background checks for guns. Like, that doesn't stop what we're talking about.
What are you saying? Do you have any ideas?
I'll tell you after you do, Spot.
All right. I was just – well, this occurred to me because of the fact that – a Simply Safe could perhaps interrupt these young men's behavior.
Yes.
Perhaps well, on...
that's why you need it.
What's the name of the website?
I don't know. I'm not going to give it a plug.
All right. Understand why someone might be putting off getting home security. They have sales guys and long-term contracts, expensive installations. But now with Simply Safe, you can get the best protection. It's super easy. All you have to do is get a Simply Safe home security system. It's top-of-the-line protection, no long-term contract, no hidden fees. No, it's just simple. It shows up. You stick it on the wall, and you take it with you like Dawson did when you moved.
That's right.
If you want, and you order it online, you set it up in an hour, and your home and your family is protected 24/7. So it's lickety-split. And you can get 10% off now at simplysafe.com. It's simply with an I, not with a Y. It's S-I-M-P-L-I-S-A-F-E. simplysafe.com/Adam2, and it is Adam T-W-O. It's the word 2, not the number 2. So it's simplysafe.com/Adam2. You'll get 10% off right now, simplysafe.com/Adam2, or you can get Simply Safe today at your local Best Buy.
So I don't know how you stop things that get out
of the barn.
They become doable, whereas they were just... You know, it's funny they go, he's done the unthinkable.
Yeah.
But it's like, it was unthinkable, literally unthinkable.
Yeah.
Like, you just didn't think
it was
to
possible,
do that, or
yeah.
you could do that. I mean, in a way, that's kind of terrorist.
But in a way,
terrorism is that.
Copycatty, right? It's mimicky.
Yeah, it's weird, though, because I feel like copycat killer, in a way, is like when people say, fear of success. Like, I don't feel like it's a fear of success.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like it's a copycat
killing. It's too glib a rendition.
It's
right?
just yeah. this didn't exist. Now it does exist. And you think
of it. You think of it. It occurs to you when it wouldn't have occurred to you before.
Right. It's like terrorism. These folks can go, well, you could get in a rented car and drive it up and down the sidewalk. Like, other people have done it. Like, it just... It's not so much copycat in terms of knowledge. It's copycat in terms of zeitgeist. Like, this could happen.
This
is what people do. There's a good version of that. There's a bad version of that. And we're all probably victims. And I don't mean victims, but I mean we're all guilty of it to one degree or the next. You see what people do. You see, look at airports. You see people napping all over the floor. Now, when you were young, you're traveling with your dad, and your dad had his like ascot and his pocket square in, and you and 9-year-old Dr. Drew was going to an East Coast. Would you walk through LAX and see anyone laying on the floor?
No,
it's impossible.
Yeah,
never even heard of it.
Yeah.
You'd think that that man had a heart attack or passed out or something, right? You'd get medical
attention
for a person laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go to LAX, you see people flopped out all over the floor now. Now, were we capable of flopping out on the floor before? Yes. Would we have liked to? I'm sure people were tired back then. It just didn't exist.
Yeah.
And now it does.
Yeah.
So these guys, copycat nappers? Or are they
permission nappers?
It just exists.
Yeah.
Would anyone go to a restaurant, kick off their flip-flops, and put their feet up on the chair across from them when you were a young person going out to eat? I never went out to eat once, so I have no idea. I can't verify. Maybe this took place. Maybe this was commonplace because Pops Carolla wouldn't take anyone out to dinner. But you would go out to dinner. Did you see people kicking shoes off and putting their bare feet?
No.
Could they have done it?
I guess.
But they didn't.
No.
And now it exists. So here we are. Interesting.
So it suggests a kind of a social constraint.
Yes. This is why the very first douche that put his bare feet on the fucking chair across from him, somebody should have walked up the fucking rolled up menu and smacked him in the head and went, hey, get the fuck, get your fucking feet on the ground. Other people have to sit there. You get it?
Yeah.
That would stop these things. And the first nut job cunt who brought her fucking dog into the airport and said, it calms my nerves down, so I travel, should have went, perhaps you'd be more comfortable on a Greyhound bus, bitch. And thrown her fucking ass right out of the airport, and then we wouldn't be where we are. But we don't judge.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. Well, you just got back from New York.
It's the Zicam, Drew. Like, you got to do it. You got to do it right before you get sick. Right before everyone gets sick. Just go. Take it.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Bob, 34, from Cleveland.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I was wondering, so what you guys thought of medical marijuana as far as, you know, helping with opiates and opiate addiction.
What you think, Drew?
Look, if somebody's able to taper off opiates, smoking pot, good on them. But the problem is what ends up happening is people end up using cannabis as sort of a replacement drug. Mm-hmm. And they still end up not treating the problem. I mean, abstinence is the solution to the opiate addiction, not another drug. But if you use it to – I don't care what you use to get off the opiate. It's cannabis, fine. But going to a replacement drug like pot or kratom, it's better. I'll grant you that. It's better and easier to treat, and you won't be doing as much horrible things. But it will have consequences until you get completely sober. And it will eventually get you back to the opiate.
Drew, where are we going to come down on all the sexual addiction stuff?
Yeah.
And then, so several years ago, but not too long ago, people are arguing over, is alcoholism a disease?
Right.
And everyone would go, oh, come on, it's not a disease. You choose to pick up that bottle.
Right. You're weak. You're morally weak.
Nobody goes to the liquor store and brings the bottle back to your home and massages your throat until you consume the cutty shark. You do that yourself. So don't give me the disease. And then they like to do this where it's like, my daughter has leukemia. That's a disease.
Right.
I have to look her into the eye.
Right. Where's the cancer?
I love the fucking hero assholes who like trot out their elderly parent who died of cancer as if like, oh my God, we've never heard this. What? She died of
it,
what?
It goes to a fundamental.
I do love that douchebag.
Yeah. It goes to a fundamental problem, particularly in this country, where we don't believe that brains and minds can be ill.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're just misfiring completely. We understand a seizure is an illness. We understand a psychosis is an illness. But there is a whole bunch of other things that can become problematic and be an illness of the brain and mind.
So now that alcohol is a disease, what about sexual addiction and then the acting out on this stuff and how do we treat it?
Yeah, sexual addiction.
And what do we do about it in terms of punishment?
Punishment, they take whatever punishment. Same thing with the chemical addiction too. They take whatever punishment they create, period. And they don't get excused from the judicial system or the justice system because they're an addict. They just don't.
But
because they did not get treatment soon enough or participate in treatment thoroughly enough to be able to avoid the consequences. Anthony Weiner is a great example. He's in treatment now. He's feeling ashamed. He feels terrible. And he faced the court and they put him away for 2 years. Good. Go take it. Then when you get out, you keep your treatment going. And that's treatment. That's
how
that works.
Right. But they also have, you know, murder one and we're claiming insanity.
Insanity, it's a legal term.
Yeah, I get it. But what I'm saying is the courts are going to factor in most likely.
Extenuating circumstances?
Well, I mean.
That's in terms of the sentencing. That's not
yeah,
in terms
that, well,
of
what I'm saying is if you are, look, Harvey Weinstein, if and when he gets inside a court.
Yeah.
And he has all the experts money can buy. He's going to have a whole – your phone may be ringing, Drew. There may be a whole bunch of people he's his attorneys are going to trot up there and go, this man has a disease.
Yeah.
This is an addiction. He can't help himself.
Right.
And he should be punished, but we should understand right. that this is not.
It's an extenuating circumstance. Look at Jared from Subway.
Yeah.
They're going to look at it a little differently than Anthony Weiner, right? Different. It's different.
I guess. I don't know what he was claiming.
Anthony Weiner?
No, Jared.
Claiming? Ooh.
No, what I'm saying is no, what they did were different crimes in the same solar system, but different planets, I guess.
Well, it's...
But what I'm saying
one,
is...
One had a long pattern of predatory behavior and a preference for that. One was doing weird shit that kept spiraling increasingly worse out of control to the point where he endangered, crazily endangered his young child and included, you know, acting out on young people as he was so impulsive and so out of control as opposed to get me that young person. That's what I need. You know,
right.
Which is a different thing.
No, I guess, but they can both make the argument of being insane. Or having a disease. That's kind of what I'm saying.
No, the predator, the pedophile, that's why you have to send them to pedophile aisle.
Pedophile.
Yeah, they need to be a pedophile. Did you hear there is a pedophile?
There is?
There is a pedophile.
Oh, I kind of heard about that.
Off of Seattle or something. They put him on pedophile. But because they can't be treated. They're not sick. That's a preference. That's a brain state, not a disorder.
So
states
when Weinstein right? gets inside a courtroom, there will be experts that are.
But that's to lessen his punishment.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get it. They're going to have experts that are paid to explain he has a disease.
But I would argue that somebody in recovery. You notice that Weiner did not argue too much. He was like, "I was horrible what I did, and I'll take the punishment." That's recovery, as opposed to fighting. That's somebody who's not going to do well in recovery or be treatment at all.
Let me tell you about TrueCar. You'll do well with TrueCar. Shopping for a car? Make sure you're getting real pricing on actual inventory. People can figure cars online only to find out they're not available. Oh, the heartache. Mm. TrueCar, real pricing on actual inventory. Not pricing offered by TrueCar, but pricing from an actual TrueCar certified dealer. You get how that works? They have certified dealers. They put their cars up on TrueCar. You find your car, you get your car, you lock it in, you get your certificate, and you head over and go pick it up. Over 3 million cars sold by over 13,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy, you're going to buy new, you're going to buy used, you see what other people are paying and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. It is TrueCar, some features not available in all states. All right, Tuesday coming up, November 21st, Pasadena, Ice House. Mark Garagos going to be up on stage. Brad Williams. It's now an embarrassment of riches. Thank God Drew is not going to be there.
Hell no.
Bringing it down, baby. Bringing it down to the ground. All right, and check out Chassis. We got some new T-shirts, and we got movies and everything. Two S's and a Y there, and a Corolla drink. Say hi to Lynette. Yeah, what about you,
Drew? Speaking of which, I have a Ice House show on December 5th. We're going to do a live podcast with Mike Catherwood and Emily Morse, Sex with Emily.
It's a good time.
We also have an excess of embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
I will be an embarrassment at that show one day off the cruise.
Yeah. It'll be one day off the cruise and you show up. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's going to be a mess. Oh, fun. God.
All right. But yeah, go to Dr.com, check out the family pods there. We got a lot of good stuff going on.
So, until next time, I'm Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew. Say, mahalo.